ladies and gentlemen. We are now already into the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. And you can also watch us live every day when we do this fourth hour. Sometimes we do the whole show, but always the fourth hour. Live video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Webster Tarpley, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your calls for the balance of the hour. Webster, finishing up with what you expect to see in this election, I know you think that the greater of two evils is Barack Obama. I myself see it as a huge distraction, but I understand you're saying his star appeal, and I agree, will bring people into the fold to support the corporate fascism, will give them the grassroots cover they need. So I agree with you, he's the most dangerous candidate. I just psychologically have divorced myself so much from the two parties and fully understanding their puppets that I can't even really see Obama, I guess as many other people see him. But in closing, in the 3.5 minutes we have left in this opening segment, other key points you'd like to make?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you get Obama with the Democratic Congress, you will have the full fury of the fascist corporate state in terms of that economic austerity, killer austerity, genocidal austerity that I talked about. Under green, polar bear, snail daughter auspices, third world solidarity, and possibly even this other question of reparations to this or that ethnic group, which would also be a very explosive recipe. If you get McCain, I would say you get a tired old lame duck who is going to be a lame duck from the first moment he gets there. He'll be quacking in his inaugural address, and he will be faced by a very hostile Democratic Congress, giving us gridlock. This is the best outcome we could get under that scenario, would be the gridlock. So in this sense, McCain is actually a lesser evil than Obama. The Democrats try to scare you with McCain. They tell you that he's going to put in these fascist judges. Well, the Democrats can filibuster those judges if they want to. So don't try to scare us with that. With Mrs. Clinton, I think you get a much more open-ended project. This is somebody who responds to public opinion through triangulation, but she does respond, and her history during the primaries has been to move more and more towards New Deal positions, at least verbally, and that's what we've got to work with at this point. And this would also allow a solution that would not be McCain and not be Obama. That's the merit of Mrs. Clinton, is that she's not McCain and she's not Obama. And I think there is going to be a movement to try to get her nominated and perhaps even to change the outcome of the convention. But I think the principal idea is you've got to build a movement. The way you build a movement is figure out what the financiers want most and oppose them. I would not say that the state is always the enemy. My analysis of history is different. I would say financier oligarchs, feudal aristocrats in the more distant past, financiers, finance oligarchs, bankers are the enemy. And if you look at the origin of the modern state, under somebody like John Galeazzo Visconti in Milan in the about 1400, if you look then at Louis the 11th of France in the 1470s, 1480s, and Henry the 7th of England, the Earl of Richmond, the guy who got rid of Richard the 3rd, what you see there is an alliance of the king, that is the state, with the bourgeoisie, the cities, and the peasantry against what? Against feudal oligarchs who are already transforming themselves into banking oligarchs, financiers.
Now, well, Webster, my point is that big states are the most abusive throughout history. It breeds corruption. The corrupt come in to suck out of it. And so and then look at what the oligarchs always want. They always want a big state as their tool to control populations, destroy middle classes, wage war on the bourgeoisie using the commie terms. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley and your phone calls right here on the one, the only, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Webster Tarpley with us for the rest of the hour, an in-depth interview today with him on the economy, the election, almost happened in Russia, in future actions. Before we go any further, Webster, is there anything else you want to add concerning the geopolitical climate we're in right now before we go to calls?
Certainly. I think right now you've got to also look at the situation in Europe, because one of Brzezinski's main goals, of course, is to play Europe against Russia, too. Normally, Europe would gravitate towards Russia right now because of the oil, the natural gas, the epicenter of the current world economic breakdown crisis, the Bush economic depression, is, of course, London and New York. They've been hit hardest, and other people have been hit hard because they've gotten into bed with London and New York. There's a whole school of opinion in France, Germany, Italy, on the continent, that it's time now to orient towards the Russians, east-west trade, oil for technology, mutually beneficial economic development. So Brzezinski's got to destroy that, and what he wants to use is that cordon sanitaire, or that, you know, that unsanitary cordon of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine to begin cutting off the natural gas. The Russians, of course, are going around that by building a pipeline down the middle of the Baltic so that they can deliver guaranteed energy without the Ukrainians and the Poles skimming or cutting it off or provoking or the rest of this stuff. Remember, we have to thank, ironically enough, in this terrible situation, we have to thank Sarkozy, of all people, and Merkel for blocking the attempt by Brzezinski to bring Georgia and Ukraine into NATO as members, or at least get that going, at the last NATO meeting back in April. Remember, Obama wants Georgia in NATO. The Washington Post want them in there. We've got to say no. No NATO membership for this bandit, thug, kleptocrat, regime. The other thing is the Italian position right now, the Italian government is Berlusconi. This just shows you what kind of a situation we're in. Berlusconi, of course, is this dirty character that everybody knows, but he's also a friend of the Russians, and the Italians have gone very, very far in this east-west trade, oil for technology kind of stuff, and they've got a history of building, you know, huge automobile plants, right? The Toyota Fiat plant that built all those Ladas that are still running. The Italians are saying, the foreign minister Frattini is saying, we cannot transform the European Union into an anti-Russian bloc. So Georgia, get lost, stay out there. I've also been in touch with my friend Giulietto Chiesa, a member of the European Parliament in Brussels. You remember he's the one who did the Zero documentary. I was in Milan last November. We had 500 people in an auditorium with Dario Fo, Nobel Prize for Literature and probably the most read playwright in the world today. There's an anthology also called Zero with essays by all sorts of people, among them yours truly. So Giulietto Chiesa is leading a publicity effort in Europe to try to show people that Georgia is this bunch of pawns of Brzezinski. So there's also a lot of work to be done vis-a-vis the Europeans, trying to get them to break away. In other words, don't become a lemming for Obama like those poor Germans at the Victory Column near the Siegessäule in the middle of Berlin. Don't go with that, but rather dump Obama. I'm very glad to say my book, Obama the Postmodern Coup, is coming out in a German edition in the Kopp Verlag, that is K-O-P-P, which will be hitting the newsstands fairly soon, in time for the Frankfurt Book Fair, among other things. I'm also coming out in Japan, because there's another place. The Japanese have said very clearly, there was a successful summit of Prime Minister Fukuda with President Hu of China. The Japanese defense minister said, the biggest threat to us is chaos in China. This is a way of saying, dear Zbigniew, we will not be a staging area for your attacks on China. In Taiwan, the KMT, the Kuomintang Party, has made a comeback, kicking out the U.S. puppets, the DPP Green Party or Democratic Progressive Party. Get rid of them. Put in people who are reasonable, who realize that their future is a rapprochement with China and mutually beneficial trade.
Okay, Webster, I got to stop you there because I want to give some time to callers. I have to say, everything you're saying is accurate about what's happening in the world. I don't disagree with about 95% of what you're saying. The problem is there's more to all of this. It is a fact that the CIA backed the communists against the Japanese in China. It is a fact, now declassified, that the CIA, and David Rockefeller's written editorials in the New York Times saying this, wanted the communist Chinese to come to power so that they could use them in China. It is a fact that Armin Hammer and the Rockefellers and the big foundation monies pumped billions into Russia from its founding, overthrowing the czars, for British intelligence in 1917, right through into the 80s. And you're right, they attack with both sides, and they're always trying to gobble up republics. I mean, you know, they basically attack from all angles, from within, from without, always creating a neo-mercantile system, which leaves all nation states weak and vulnerable and basically starving and infighting with regional and religious conflicts. I just want to point out that we're not saying China's good or Russia's good or anybody's good here. You can disagree if you want. It's that you have this evil global corporate management system that was developed out of London, the city of London. And I just don't want to oversimplify this where America and England and Israel are the bad guys, and everybody else are the good guys. All these countries are engaging in oppression and in corruption. And that's the nature of society. And I'm just trying to get people to see the bigger picture of how these big tectonic forces are colliding into each other.
Well, let's look at the heart of the world problem right now is this mass of derivatives, this cancerous mass of kited derivatives.
And that was a financial weapon system by the central banks while the dollar was still the world reserve currency. They made a mad dash to buy up all the real infrastructure of the world, buy up the defense contractors, media of the world, to set up their global corporate empire off of the yolk, you know, like an egg, off of the sustenance that was the United States. Now they want to leave us holding the financial bag for that collapse while they've moved into safe havens, then bring in a third world police state here and use the United States as a military enclave to produce modern Hessian soldiers for the new global corporate state that is shucked any connection to any original nation state.
But remember now, let's use my estimate of 1 quadrillion, it's probably 1.5 quadrillion or maybe a lot more. But
well, it's 6,000 trillion that we know of.
Well, yes, but you want to say 2 quadrillion. Fine, 2 quadrillion is ballpark perfectly good. Where is that centered? Well, about a quarter of that is just J.P. Morgan Chase. And when you add up the rest of the U.S., you'll get up to well over half. You'll get up to probably two-thirds of the derivatives, and the rest are in London. So there you see where the center of this cancer is. To say that Russia is the same as this or
no,
China.
No. I'm saying they're just not as powerful. Absolutely. The Anglo-American establishment flooded the world with this liquidity to get everybody in debt and get real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. So I don't, quote, see the U.S. now becoming a sub-player in all this. That was a foregone conclusion. I'm saying now the New World Order, the Anglo-American Empire, as you call it, is moving to that transcendent point where they sit above all the nation states with their private intelligence networks in Russia, in China, in Israel, in the U.S., just playing us all off against each other.
I don't believe that they have total world control. No, I don't. I think that there are real conflicts in the world.
I don't think they have total world control. I'm saying they are dominant.
Dominant up to a point, but fading fast. And Obama is really a flight forward, a desperate bid to give this a facelift, to give it a new lease on life. And if you block Obama, you're going to be dealing with a severely weakened imperialism under conditions of much greater difficulty in organizing mass consensus.
Okay, I'm going to skip this break for people behind the scenes watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the exclusive InfoWars.com streams. And then at 24 after, I promise, no more pontificating by myself or Webster. It's all great info. Steve, Rico, Elliot, Cliff, Jeff, and many others. We're going to go right to you in about 5 minutes. But okay, how does it affect the American people? Let's be centered on ourselves for a minute and take the local regional view for North America. What is better for the American people? For the empire to crumble and fall apart, or for us to mindlessly support it? Obviously, I believe mindlessly supporting it, they will only rape us that much more financially and physically. And so it is good to let this fall apart.
I would go with the populists, those prairie farmers back in 1890 meeting in Omaha, and they formulated the Populist Party program, which basically said a mass movement needs to take over the government and turn it against Rockefeller, Morgan, and the Wall Street Group. And I don't think that has changed. That's what we should be doing.
So we need a Golden Cross speech.
Yes, although he's that's William Jennings Bryan. He's not really an organic representative of this. He is at least a politician who grew up in that milieu, and he's trying to fight Wall Street. Again, maybe he's not a good example. But if you want to think who's like us, who's isolated like we are, or relatively with not that much money, take those populists of 1890, and I think their strategy is valid. Now, you want to oppose the empire. You also want to construct an economic alternative to this. And for me, this is clear. The New Deal methods worked then. They will work now.
Oh, yeah. It's turned us into a bunch of dependents, broken down the family. The same foundations you talk about.
But this is not the New Deal.
Webster,
New Deal has been gone for 40 years.
Hey, Webster, 100 years ago, the big foundations, as you know, wrote how they were going to get us addicted to government. But see,
Look, I tell you, the populace in Omaha said the government is going to belong to us. The goal is not get government out of your life. The goal is you take over the government. Now, Milton Friedman, of course, from the Rockefeller Chicago School, says government is always the problem. I don't buy that. Wall Street, finance oligarchs.
See, that's only one hand of the elite.
Soros.
That's only one hand. They claim they don't want government, but in truth, they do want big government to suck off us with corporate welfare.
Again, I don't. This.
Hold on, Webster. We're going to behind the scenes. I want to abbreviate this. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy-fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
He is the author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at InfoWars.com. Your phone calls right now. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide as we blast out on AM and FM dial across the country, global shortwave at WWCR, the internet at InfoWars.com. And, of course, with now more than 60,000 people a day pulling our free podcast, if you haven't done it, check it out. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And, of course, number one on Shoutcast, number one on the Internet for radio listeners. Webster Tarpley, continuing with your analysis, let's get the take of the callers. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm talking to two fine men. Secondly, you guys have been turned around backwards on this situation with Russia. You didn't even report that last month, it was July 25th, that Putin had threatened the United States with stationing atomic bombers in Cuba.
Look, Putin has been warning the U.S. loyally all through 2007. At that Munich Wehrkunde meeting in the springtime, he talked about this neocon striving
now,
for
stop,
U.S.
Stop, Tarpley. I'm going to let you get to it in a minute. Because this is, Steve, you can't listen to 4 hours every day. I don't believe it. I have been saying for the last however many months since this was said, I talk about that every week. I talk about their foreign minister saying, if you keep moving weapon systems and troops and training and destabilizing in Poland and in Czech Republic, and in Georgia, and in Ukraine, and in all these areas, and in the stands, and moving your military in, we're going to start moving nukes near you. And I have said that on record. So go ahead.
Okay, so you're reporting your point of view. You don't ever mention the people in Eastern and Central Europe talking about a domino theory where the situation is the dialectic. In other words, Russia.
Sir, Russia, hold on a minute. Russia is shrinking, not getting bigger. It wasn't Russia that snuck attacked a U.S. military base last Thursday night. It was the United States, which isn't our government anymore. I'm just stating facts. I can't stand communists or leftism or any of this stuff. I'm here trying to give you a real geopolitical view into this. Did Georgia not blow the hell out of an entire city and massacre a bunch of Russian troops and peacekeepers out of a clear blue sky where they've been since 1991 in a ceasefire in two areas that have always been part of Russia? Ossetia? Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If what you say were true, the first thing they would have done was blow that tunnel between the Ossetia and North Ossetia, the Roki Tunnel. You can only get tanks or trucks in one
Hold
at
on,
a time.
What are you saying I'm lying about?
Well, what I'm saying is...
I mean, Georgia admits they snuck attack Russia.
I doubt that. There were incidents...
What on? Hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. This is too insane. Okay, I mean, Georgia, Tarpley, what do you say to something like this?
Well, this is the U.S. media line. This is CNN. This is what Bush says. This is what Zalmay Khalilzad says at the United Nations, what McCain says and what Obama says, and it's a big lie. It's a Goebbels big lie. The aggressor is Georgia. You have whatever the status quo was. The Russian peacekeepers were there or were under a signed agreement with the Georgian government from 15 years ago.
And let me add, the Georgians had already been taking pot shots at the Russian troops and citizens, beating people up, killing them in the outlying towns around Ossetia, ethnic cleansing. That's why the Russians had to come in 1992, 93. And then let me expand. They shut the water off to Ossetia a month ago and already had them under siege.
And they basically had a campaign of bombings and assassinations building up to this. So it's a cynical, orchestrated plan by Georgia. Now, the Russians see it coming, and they say, fine, you want to attack, we'll be ready for you. And they have.
And the minute they attacked, they took the bridge and the tunnels. But look, Steve,
I would also ask, ultimately, beyond all the details, you want to have your children incinerated in a thermonuclear fireball for the sake of that bandit, that little Hitler Saakashvili? That's crazy.
Look, I'm going to come back to you, Steve. We're going to skip this break, too, for InfoWars.com listeners. Got to go to those streams, folks. But, I mean, this is completely, Steve, I'm blown away here. You think I'd go on air and lie to you about Georgia attacking Russia? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, are you serious, Steve? Bring Steve back up. Steve, are you there? All right, we're going to go to break and see if we can get Steve raised back up on the phone. Steve, it's just incredible. I mean, all I do is report the facts here, and I'm living in la-la land. For your calls right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangover. Hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. We were just talking to Rico on the InfoWars.com behind-the-scenes streams. You go to InfoWars.com. Those specific exclusive streams have the behind-the-scenes. We are talking to Rico in Toronto. He brought up how the big foundations fund La Raza, Mecha, the radical black separatist groups, all of this to get us all fighting with each other, and so then they can radicalize peaceful groups so those groups never get true equality or freedom or economic mobility. They get neutralized, bitter, and filled with hate, more balkanization, Webster Tarpley.
This is an absolutely critical theme, and you're absolutely right. If you look, first of all, at Obama, he is more than anything else a product of the foundations. His mother was an operative for the Ford Foundation. Obama has worked for the Gamaliel Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, gun control, the Woods Fund, the Annenberg Foundation, playing black parents against the black teachers union. His friend Bernardine Dorn gets huge money from the MacArthur Foundation. My research for my next book, which is Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, reveals that the Weathermen were actually founded with a Ford Foundation grant. Certainly Floyd McKissick, Stokely Carmichael, the worst firebrands, Rap Brown, these characters, the people who opposed Martin Luther King with their incendiary rhetoric, all foundation funded. And as you correctly point out, the worst provocateurs of the Hispanic community, the people who talk this insanity about, you know, carving up the United States, they're also foundation funded. Obama has friends like Khalidi and a bunch of others. This is the foundation funded pro-U.S. wing of the PLO. Among the Native Americans, you got a guy like Ward Churchill, who is essentially in the same corner. The pervasive activity of these foundations is one of the things that's destroying American society. Obama is somebody who says he was a community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation. What he's really saying is, I was a poverty pimp for the foundation world, where the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation dominate. This is one of the principal things about Obama. This is what he comes from, his world, that stuff about the bitter clingers, the people who cling to religion and guns and anti-trade. That is the foundation trilateral point of view. You cannot have a president who hates the American people. In the case of Obama, he does hate the American people, and therefore he's going to attack this austerity program with great gusto. Unlike Carter, who probably had some Christian scruples about it, Obama will have nothing of the sort, because he's been worshiping in a Ford Foundation church, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright, with Dwight Hopkins as an operative of the Ford Foundation. Reverend Otis Moss got through college with the Ford Foundation. This whole James Cone Black Liberation Theology is, again, the Ford Foundation Union Theological Seminary school of this stuff. And it is designed to perpetuate racial conflict.
Absolutely. And they fund all these groups. They do it to get everybody at each other's throats.
That's
and
it. Divide and conquer.
And then the racial tension becomes real. And then it's a dynamo, which just builds up force and strength. Anything else, Rico?
Yeah, my second point, something you had brought up a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about the anthrax letter that the Bush enemy received.
Yes.
I remember reading quickly just the Roman Empire, and it was the same thing. It was the same thing. Cicero, a little bit before Caesar came into power, Cicero was saying how the enemies of Rome need to be dealt with. I've received letters. I have letters that say that a couple senators are going to be mass assassinated, so we need to clamp down. This worked 1,000 years ago. It works again. It's the same thing. Like, nothing's changed.
Well, that's what's incredible. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I bought a high school textbook. Was it Barnes & Noble? It's like, I think it's 3,000 years of revolution. And it's pretty accurate, actually. But you just look at every country, just the thousands of revolutions and all the subterfuge and backstabbing and Machiavellian activity and elites and cloak and dagger. And then somehow they taught the American people the last 100 years that none of that exists. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And if we say anything on this show, it's just start looking around you and realizing that when these elites get out of control, and these warlords and these banker warlords start fighting with each other, the oligarchy, as Webster calls them, when these moneyed, noble interests start battling with each other, we don't matter in the equation. We get hurt real bad. And this is just a game of chess for them. I mean, people say, well, why do they want more power? They're already so rich. Well, anybody who knows rich people knows they want even more. They want power. They want control. And to deny that there are people that want power and control is to deny history. Webster, I want to go calls quickly, but how did we get to the point, do you think, of the average person? They're now coming out of this delusion and this mesmerized smokescreen, but people to say, oh, there's no subterfuge, there's no corruption, there's no influence, there's no behind the scenes. You're a crazy, dangerous conspiracy theorist. How were they able to inculcate that in people's minds?
Well, it's a long process of degradation. I think that the central question is probably the deindustrialization of the United States initiated by Volcker, under trilateral Carter and Brzezinski auspices, and then continued with the union busting of the Reagan years, the systematic decline in the standard of living. So it's about minus two-thirds of what it had been around 1966 or 1967.
And so people are having to work twice as hard just to keep the illusion going, and so they physically are just disconnected, saying, I don't care.
There's also the more recently, Obama could not have broken through if the Democratic Party had not been in chaos. And part of that is Pelosi. Pelosi came in with the mandate of stopping the Iraq war, and she brought the hint.
And instead, she's ruled with an iron fist saying no.
And what we then had is, as soon as that was in power, then Al Gore comes out of the woodwork with his demagogic, fake global warming campaign to break the momentum against Bush and against the Iraq war. And then by the end of that year, you've got Obama deployed into a chaotic Democratic Party.
Let me stop you, because I want to go to Elliot, Jeff,
okay,
Cliff, and others, and a DJ. But before we do that, I wanted to, the last hour, get into the eugenics angle, which you're a real expert on, Webster. I mean, I know my stuff on this. I wrote over 20 books on the subject and studied it, and you know even more in some cases than I do. In a nutshell, why do they want to reduce our numbers? Why do they want to enslave us? Why do they want to bring feudalism back in? Is this just the instincts of the Anglo-American feudal lords? And I mean, break that down, what the fake modern environmentalism is.
Well, one is the population side. The oligarchy always argues that there are two main problems in the world. One is overpopulation. The other is industrial pollution in some form. To be an oligarch means that you've got to hate the majority of humanity by thinking that you're better off than they were. You can go back to the works of Hesiod in ancient Greece, pretty much the beginning of the, you know, sort of archaic Greek literature.
Plato as well.
The reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people. Too many people were oppressing the breast of Mother Earth, and therefore we had to have the Trojan War to kill off a lot of them. In terms of the global warming, I don't need a climatologist to say that this is a fraud. As a historian, I can look back to the medieval warm period, 1100, 1200, when you have grapes growing in England, grapes growing in Iceland.
What about Hibernium Maximum 8,000 years ago, which brought us into the Bronze Age and the first city states? I mean, it was 10 degrees hotter on average then. They have the ice cores. There's no doubt about it.
We are well within the band of fluctuation of historical memory. The other one, of course, is we have a little ice age around 1600 to 1625, which corresponds to the Spurrer minimum and the Maunder minimum in the sunspot cycle. It is basically determined by solar activity. That's at least the major input, not by human activity at all. And in that little ice age, you had the ports of Northern Europe, the ports of Germany and the Netherlands were
frozen,
blocked with ice, icebergs. So the idea of being a climatologist means you're a charlatan and a fraud, because it's a discipline. It's not meteorology. It's not oceanography. It's not any science. It's not history. It's a fake science invented by Al Gore. And all during the Clinton years, if you didn't agree with Al Gore, you would be fired. You would
come
be
on,
reinvented.
Let's give, I mean, he claims he invented the Internet, too. He certainly is the is the pimp pusher of it. But the Club of Rome in the early 60s said they would use threat of a fake ice age or global warming to bring in global taxes.
And remember, Aurelio Peche, the co-founder, was an old fascist. And the other one was Alexander King, who once admitted that the purpose of this was genocide in the Third World. He said, you know, the reason we preach this, after all, is to block development of the Third World. That is still the same.
And that's in the British Commission on Population 44 to 49, which was rolled into State Department Memorandum 200.
Yes, and beyond the 200, remember that this was all institutionalized under Carter, under Muskie, as Global 2000 and Global Futures, under Brzezinski, Trilateral, Rockefeller auspices. So you basically got Kissinger is a puppet of Nelson Rockefeller, Brzezinski is a puppet of David Rockefeller, and that's pretty much the way the thing is run.
Continue. Flesh that out.
Well, then, you know, the idea of having a world population reduction, ID, in other words, genocide, built into the U.S. foreign policy is this Global 2000, Global Futures. And then what do? They turn around and implement that by supporting Pol Pot, who goes very far, right? He's the champion in terms of proportional genocide. I think he manages to kill 30 to 40% of the Cambodian population. And Khomeini, who aborts the entire industrialization process of Iran. What they're trying to show is that third world populations can be organized against themselves to destroy themselves. And ultimately, that's what Obama is. A fascist mass movement is the organization of a population against itself to destroy itself in the service of these financiers.
Let's go to Elliot in Ohio. You're on the air.
So I researched this maybe 2 days ago. Have you heard of the first 13th Amendment?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Go ahead.
I was on Jordan Maxwell's site, and then I went to one of his links. And, yeah, in 1983, these two guys, research expert David Dodge and former Baltimore police investigator Tom Dunn, they were in the Belfast Library on the coast of Maine. They found a constitution from 1825, and there was actually a missing 13th Amendment in our constitution. It was ratified in 1819, has not been repealed, and it's titled
There were more than 30 original broadsheets made, and quite a few of them are still around. I've heard of. Well, go ahead.
Well, Well, I mean, like, it's titles of nobility and honor. It says, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument.
Yeah, speak of the devil. John, I sent you that clip from C-SPAN of former Secretary of State Colin Powell telling the reporter that he's a Knight Commander, Order of the Bath. Will you cue that up, please? Thank you. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah, retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, so it's saying you can't be a foreign agent, basically, which makes sense. And I have
if I may, I have a certain background. Now I know what you're talking about, and it does exist. And I wrote about this in 1996 in Executive Intelligence Review. You might find it on the Internet. It's an article that says U.S. Constitution bars Powell from the presidency because he had become this British nobleman.
Yeah, we do know of it.
The U.S. Constitution right now says you cannot hold an office of profit and trust under the United States. In other words, you can't be in the executive branch or the Supreme Court if you accept a title of nobility.
And that plays into the Logan Act as in the code blocking that.
But this one goes further. It says if you accept such a title of nobility, you cease to be a citizen.
Yes, it's
now,
currently in there. That's what
I was
done.
Ready to attack Rudy. Sir Rudy Giuliani would have been coming under attack from me on this if he had gotten the Republican
nomination.
Yes,
Elliot, that is legitimate. You refresh our memory. Thank you. And speaking of Powell and the nobility, here is the audio clip right now.
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath.
Pardon me?
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Very honored. Her Majesty gave it to Alman to me about 12 years ago.
Knight
Commander. Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Same thing.
We have the video clip up on Infowars.com. We put it up there when Queen Elizabeth II was here in town last year surveying her lands. They had a White House function. They were announcing who they were. And much of the administration coming in were being announced by their British titles,
right.
You know, and giving fealty to the Queenie. So I hope that answers your question, Elliot. Let's go to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Cliff. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing today? Enjoying your show, by the way. Also, my question is this: there, Mr. Tarpley, is I read a report several months ago here where China sent word to Illuminati operatives that if they tried to indeed, you know, make any type of move toward China, and it's, shall I say, their friends, which would be Russia and Iran via their friendship pacts they have and old obligation deals, what would be the next move for the Illuminati now that Bush more or less has gotten punched in the mouth by Putin over this Georgia fiasco? And the fact that China said plainly stated that any aggression made toward China and the people run the Illuminati would be assassinated.
Yeah, I mean, there's two questions there. What do you think of Benjamin Fulford, the former Forbes writer who meets with Rockefeller on video and says he's been told by the Asian elite, the mafia, that they know about the population reduction plan and the bioweapon attack plan that Cheney talks about, the PNAC documents, September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. A, what do you think of that? And then B, again, kind of a recap of why does this, you know, what does this do now that this didn't go well in Georgia?
Let me do it the other way. I don't use this concept of Illuminati because I think this is just pure confusion. The notion that a society founded in Bavaria runs the world, in my view, is just absurd. What you're dealing with is the City of London, British, and Wall Street, the U.S. That's the operative unit. And these terms like New World Order and Illuminati, I think they contribute to confusion rather than
even though
clarity.
All these presidents use them and inhale it and swear sovereignty.
Yeah, look, the origin of this Illuminati, though, is British intelligence.
I know.
But they're here to say,
we're
not the main enemy in the world. Those Bavarians are the main enemy. This is just crazy.
Let me break this down for you, Webster. There is an element to all of this. The elites are obsessed with the occult.
Yeah,
the British
system,
let me finish, please, is Masonic, and they really are into this, and they really do govern a lot of what they do according to it. And
sure, but now you're talking the Scottish Rite Freemasons of London and, you know, God knows other institutions that they have, the Club of the Isles and all sorts of other things. But again, this Bavarian thing, this is the crazy part. This is what the British themselves put out to say.
Well, that was just one agent. That was Weishaupt, and the guy gets struck by lightning. Thank you so much.
But now, wait, let's do the Fulford part. There is a history of secret societies in China. For example, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, when he wanted to do the Chinese Revolution in 1911, turned to something called the Red Door Society, the Hung Man or Hung Men Society. However, I think this stuff now is, you have to look at this with tremendous skepticism, and here's why. Suppose we have the Turkmen Islamic Party setting off some stunt in Beijing now for the Olympics. If that's terrorism, either Mexico City 68 or Munich 72 style, you're going to have a wave of international sympathy with China. Suppose now the Anglo-Americans have come up with a dialectical or two-phase false flag.
Hold on. We're going to do 3 minutes behind the scenes exclusively at the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
All right, final segment in worldwide transmission. Retransmission starts in T-minus 6 minutes at one place, InfoWars.com. That's where you can always listen to the show. It'll rebroadcast 20 hours. We'll be back live tomorrow. Before we jam in a few final calls for Webster Tarpley, I want to tell you about a fine sponsor, Acola Blue, atmospheric water generator for home, pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water. Without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. You use a solar panel system to run it or plug it into the wall. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons in a day. In wetter areas, around 3 gallons, at least 2.5 gallons, even the worst deserts. with the lowest humidity. Just an amazing system. Great tasting pure H2O. Exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH. Give them a call. 1-866-585-4044. Or check them out at ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue.com. Big banner on infowars.com. 866-585-4044. Okay, let's jam in quickly here. Let's jam in. Jeff in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, but a long-time listener. I'll be brief since I know you're short on time. This does relate to what you've been talking about. I read a link this morning. It was from the Financial Times of London. It was written by Peter Garnham. And in it's just a couple sentences long. Ulrich Leutman at Commerzbank said in a note that he expected the dollar to rise, quote, like a phoenix, quote, unquote. And he also said that in a very short period of time, quote, unquote, sentiment turned by 180 degrees. The market now believes that the U.S. economy once again will be able to leave a crisis behind very quickly.
But they've said this three times in the last year. It always goes up, and then further down the next time. I hope it goes up, and they can artificially do it. But all the real market fundamentals show the dollar has been devalued. They keep printing it. You have this debt, liquidity, hundreds of billions a month being pumped into financial institutions. Webster, what do you see happening?
The main thing you have is a violent contraction of employment and production. Detroit is collapsing. The big three automakers are collapsing. Their subcontractors are collapsing. Generally speaking, manufacturing employment in this country is really on its last leg. So this contraction, which is expressed in growing unemployment and growing unreported unemployment, those who have given up in despair, we'd have to look at things like freight car loadings and truck loadings, real, tangible, physical economic indices, and you will see that this economy is approaching the point of thermodynamic breakdown.
And they're telling us everything's wonderful.
And after that, the financial panic will happen. They put these stories out. The plunge protection team, of course, as everybody knows, props them up with the help of helicopter Ben Bernanke. They've now got the entire Wall Street, be it J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Goldman, and Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley, and Merrill, and UBS, all of them are on life support. They're all getting huge injections of Federal Reserve liquidity, and the question is, you know, how long before that becomes generalized hyperinflation on the German 1923
model? We're out of time. Sorry to DJ and Matt. Call back tomorrow. I'll put you up first. Or next time Tarpley's on. Webster, thank you for spending time with us. His book is Obama, You Bet, The Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
An amazing two-hour, 45-minute interview with Webster Tarpley. I want to tell you that the new film, Fabled Enemies, I just came out with Truth Rising. Well, we're accelerating our Infowar. Burmese's new film, made right here, I produced it. Fabled Enemies, you can start pre-ordering that Thursday or Friday. It'll be up on the shopping cart. You get the DVD first. It ships out September 1st, wink, wink, maybe a little bit early. It'll be on PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. Well, guess what? You can watch the first trailer for Fabled Enemies, Burmese's new film, up at the top right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread that virally. I'm going to announce tomorrow who the winner of the first contest is, another on the 19th, a bigger one, for the InfoWars PrisonPlanet.com contest. Listen, huge show today. Paul Kirk Roberts, the first to show. Martial law news in the U.S., out of Arkansas. You'll hear that at the start of the show right now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.